a lot of different denominations. So.
Okay. Do you know if someone came up to you and said, "What's the path to eternal life?" What would you tell them?
Well, I mean, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the end all, be all of the beginning and the way, you know, because the story of the God from Genesis to Revelation and kind of spells out Adam, the first man, sin came through him, Jesus, life came through him. So,
yeah, that's part of the gospel. I would say that's the gospel good news is what Jesus did, his death, burial, resurrection on the cross. We could not work our own way to heaven, but he made the narrow way for us to inherit eternal life. But you're missing some key points, and I want to just go over those with you. Next would be repentance. Jesus came, his first ministry words were repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Do you know what repentance means?
Yeah, a change of mind.
Changing of mind, yep. Changing of mind, changing of ways. You completely make a 180 turn from the world, facing God. You want to strive with God for the rest of your life. And when God sees you're willing to do that, when God sees that you're obeying him, you're striving to repent of everything that's not of him, he's going to give you the Holy Spirit. In Acts 5, it says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Sir, do you believe that you're born again?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the fruit that you're born again?
Speaking in tongues would be the kind of like evidence a lot of people go with the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, the Spirit of God, you know, it outlines the flesh, and as you were talking about repentance,
mm-hmm.
the fruits of the flesh, the fruits of the Spirit, you overlap it with, say, 2 Peter, the godly characteristics is basically the love, you know, which God is love. His love increases in you as you continue to deny yourself, as you continue to pick up your cross and follow him.
I want
to
ask you,
fruits of the Spirit become more evident in your life.
Part of the fruits of the Spirit, including love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, all of those. The Spirit is also the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of righteousness. Those are also fruit of the Spirit of truth. And anything that's not in the truth is a lie. Revelation 22 says, if you love or make a lie, you won't enter in. Now, I want to pass it off to my brother. Do you want to ask, go through anything? What do you think the fruits of the Spirit are? You want to go over anything with them there?
How long do you think you've been born again, sir?
I don't know. Say 17 years at this point. So. Mm-hmm.
So you've been born again 17 years. And, okay, so what has changed? What has changed from when you started to now? Where did you come from and where are you going? And what is your goal?
So, I was an atheist, okay?
Okay.
I was a meth addict. You know, I was involved in the drug gangs and the drug trade.
Oh.
But now I am a preacher of the gospel. And that is kind of the significant change, you know, instead of being dead in prison with a bullet in the back of my head. Ultimately in hell, you know, here I'm today talking to God. Just wanted to kind of come by and you know to talk with you gentlemen a little bit because we saw you out walking earlier and you know.
Generations Cowboy Church, do you go there?
No, I just met the pastor. I try and support some of the church planners in the area. You know, because we do a lot of church planning and ministry and that sort of thing.
Sir,
so I can't.
I'll tell you out of love. The church systems are full of man-made tradition. First of all, there's nothing in Scripture that says church planning is scriptural at all. There's nothing in Scripture about a lot of the things that the churches are teaching. So if you unite to those kinds of churches, I can only assume you don't have the full truth, the biblical gospel. The Holy Spirit says he'll lead us into all truth.
Okay.
And I really want you to test yourself, sir, because everything has to change. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you will lose your life. Christ said, he that loses his life will find it. And he also said, if you don't hate your own life also, if you don't hate mother, brother, daughter, sister, all of that, you don't hate your old life and want a new life in Christ, you can't be his disciple. So you have to hate how you dressed, how you talked, how you associated, the ways of this world. You have to hate every false way. And that's proof that you're born of God, is that you hate all sin and hate every false way. And the modern churches are teaching you a bunch of false ways. You have an incomplete gospel. And I just want to tell you, out of love, if you're going around just saying Jesus loves you, or Jesus wants you, all you have to do is say this prayer. It's like an easy believe gospel. Even the demons believe and tremble. You have to repent of and come out of the world, out of everything. The world will hate you if you're a preacher of the biblical gospel. And that's what I wanted to tell you, because I care about your soul. The modern church buildings don't care about your soul. If they're not teaching you the whole gospel, you have to repent of everything in the world. And we have a list of a lot of sins on that gospel card. We want you to test yourself. Make sure you're coming out of everything. That includes man-made traditions. Because if you worship God in man-made traditions, you worship Him in vain.
So, you know, as you guys were saying, the Spirit of God guide us into all truth.
Yep.
The term church planning might not be expressly outlined in the Bible, but there is distinctly a biblical principle of church planting, you know, where there is, you know, which stems from the salvation of souls, the idea of, like, building, being the church. Obviously, that's not what the Bible's talking about, because the word church in the Bible means assemblagia.
I want to ask you a question. Does God give the increase, or do we give the increase?
Yeah, naturally God does.
God does. So this idea of church planting, that we can go to a specific spot and plant a church, what if it's not God's will that a church be planted there?
Wait, what if it is God's will?
We're supposed to go out and preach the gospel, plant the seeds. We're supposed to water the seeds. It's up to God to give the increase wherever that is.
Okay.
So church planting is not a scriptural thing. And if you love or make one lie, you won't enter in. Revelation 22. That's why we care about your soul. If you believe the lie that you can go out and plant churches without the power of God, the Holy Spirit involved, where the Lord gives the increase, that's a lie. You're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. That's a willful sin. And Hebrews 10:26 says, he that practices willful sin will not enter into the kingdom of God. So,
at this point in time, you know, from what I'm seeing inside of the Word of God, the baseline.
Yeah.
Even though I understand what you're saying and the scriptural tree that you're using there.
Yeah.
We've got to, you know, pour these ways, if you will, in a disagreement there.
Well, sir, it all comes down to, what does the scripture say? We're supposed to obey the scripture. The truth is the word of God. The Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. His word is truth. He's the word made flesh. If we go outside of the truth, outside of the word, we're going outside of what God ordained. We're not doing the things he's told us to do. That makes it a lie if it's not in the truth. And therefore, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you have anything to add to that, brother?
What you're planting isn't helping. You're going and you're helping these people with false gospels. We asked what the gospel was, and you didn't even mention being born again.
No.
So you're actually helping them spread a lie. So until you know the truth, how can you help others spread it?
Amen.
Get down to the basics of what you're doing.
Right. You don't want to be spreading false doctrine, sir, because Jesus is coming back to destroy everyone that knows not God and obeys not the gospel. You have to know the biblical gospel. You have to be preaching the biblical gospel. You'll be hated by the world. And that's what we want you to do. We don't want you to be part of the hypocrites, the people that aren't teaching the full gospel, because Jesus said in John 3, I believe it is, ye must be born again. And that wasn't in your gospel. That's why we care about you. We want you to reach out if you have any questions. We'd love to Bible study with you sometime, because we care about your soul. That's scriptural truth.
So Jesus, the gospel is summed up in Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Without the launching off point there of Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, there is no gospel.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we're in one accord.
We're in one accord until... You have to get to repentance. You have to repent and come out of the world. You have to tell people that. Jesus' first ministry words were, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John the Baptist's first ministry words were, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We have to go out there and tell people to turn from their wickedness, because they can. Because they have an opportunity to inherit eternal life if they put their whole trust in Jesus Christ and they repent of all of their evil. But if you have a sin that you don't repent of, God's not going to cover that sin. because he gives you the full ability with his Holy Spirit to turn from all of your sin. And if you're living in any willful sin, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. So we care about you. We thank you for talking with us, but you have to go deeper, sir. And we care about your soul. That's why we're telling you this. We want you to reach out. We'll help you through the biblical gospel. We'll Bible study with you. We have brothers online we meet with. We want you to get that scriptural truth. We want you to go out there and preach the biblical gospel with us one day, hopefully, Lord willing. But you need to go deeper, sir. So I hope you have a good day, but you have to repent. You have to come out. And I think we've kind of said our piece on that, brother. Do you have anything to add?
So you understand what we're saying, right?
Yeah. I mean,
consider,
so
you just went ahead and you just associated with one pastor. You said you're in church planting, so I'm guessing you associate with multiple different pastors?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Do those different pastors have different doctrinal beliefs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't Paul write to Timothy, take heed unto yourself and your doctrine, for
yes.
in doing so you'll save
yeah,
both yourself and
yeah,
those that
yes,
hear you?
Yes, he absolutely does. Mm-hmm.
So why are you associating with people that you know are in lies?
So why yes. are you associating with yourself?
That sounds like an ad hom attack and a deflection. But
yeah, it sounds like a deflection.
No,
yeah.
It's very, very, very true. You guys go into deflection. You stand out here and say, hey, my Bible says that every man is in sin. My Bible says that until the perishable inherits the imperishable.
I'm not talking about sinless
so
perfection.
So you sit here and you go around and you look down and you condemn other people.
I did not
condemn you. Gentlemen.
No, we didn't condemn you, sir. You're saying for all have sinned, but God does not call his people sinners.
I asked you, sir, if you were uniting the people. Different
so
God,
you sit in here with your doctrinal self-righteousness.
Sir,
and,
the Lord calls
God
us out of all sin.
Exactly. He does. And through that day, until that day comes, you will be in sin.
No,
you will
no.
be in a lie.
We can turn from sin. All willful sin will keep you out. There's no more sacrifice for willful sin. What sin can't you repent of, sir? That won't be covered. That you can't turn with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have to turn from everything.
Right.
If you're made known of it in the scripture, you will be held accountable for it on the day of judgment, and you must turn from it. Otherwise, you will never inherit eternal life. We care about your soul, and we're just going to head on because I think you need to go deeper, sir. We care about you. You need to repent and come out of the world. That's why we're telling you this, and we'd love to help you. That website has tons of articles, tons of information on it to go through and test it all to the Word of God. And if there's anything wrong, reach out. Tell us. We love to be rebuked. And if we're in error.
Hey, that's refreshing, guys. So I do appreciate the fact that you guys are out here sharing the gospel.
Yes.
I really, within the core essence of my being, love that. Love that you guys are out on the street. I mean, you could be doing a thousand different things today, but you're out here bringing the gospel.
Yes.
So
we care about your soul. You're going to have to repent and come out of that man-made tradition. You're going to have to repent of your easy-to-believe gospel. Otherwise, you'll never inherit eternal life. We care about you. What's your name?
Ian.
I'm Akuo, which means to hear in Greek. My brothers and sisters gave me that name, and my original name is Colin. But we care about your soul. That's why we're out here. That's why we're not condemning you. We're pointing out the sin in your life because you're claiming Christ, and we publicly rebuke you because you're in sin. We want you to come out of that sin because we care about you. We love you. He that loves God keeps his commandments. That's why we care, sir. And we want you to reach out. We care about you.
I get that, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
I think as street preachers, a lot of times, you've got to hurt poor people, otherwise you wouldn't be out here sharing the gospel.
Yeah. Especially with people that claim Christ, we have to call them out on their sin. Because they're claiming the name of my Savior. They're trampling my Savior's blood when they're walking in willful sin. They don't know the whole gospel.
What was your story about coming to the faith?
My story about coming to the faith was I was in the Lutheran church for a long time. I was in Once Saved, Always Saved doctrine for a very long time. But after studying the scriptures, I actually ran into a brother who was out street preaching, which is why I believe this stuff works. And I looked into the scriptures, read the whole book of Matthew, and I was like, they're right. Once saved, one always saved isn't always in there. The Lutheran church isn't in there. None of that stuff is in there. I had to repent of all my false man-made doctrine. I had to come out of the world. I left my family. I left my friends. I left my career. I left everything to follow Jesus Christ. I'm from originally from the state of Wisconsin. I left my state to follow Jesus Christ.
Or you guys came kind of like tracking across the U.S. and preaching.
Yeah, right now we're in the state of Missouri here, and it's kind of convenient because we're going to be here for a little while, so we'd love to Bible study with you, go over these truths with you. But you have to repent, sir, because without repentance, the Lord won't give you His Holy Spirit. You have to obey Him. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. If He sees a willing vessel, you're willing to lose your whole life for Him, He'll give it to you. And you have to walk in that for the rest of your life. He can take it right back. It's not once saved, always saved. You have to endure in that saving faith. You have to walk in the Spirit. Otherwise, you won't bear any fruit, and He'll cut you off.
Interject, though, that it's not that God will take it back. It is you will walk out of what God has given you.
Sir, I encourage you, go on that website. I'm going to keep preaching because there's a lot of people here and whatnot.
I
want you to go on that website. I want you to test everything I'm saying to the Word of God. And I want you to reach out if you have any more questions because we care about you. So,
well, hey,
repent.
You have a good day.
Yeah, come out of your false man-made traditions.